Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 79, entitled Our Last Night Abroad. Tonight, my son and I are preparing to arrive in Miami in the morning. My son was lonely because he missed his siblings. I was lonely because I am very aware that I am set apart. No matter how used to this I am, as a human who was made for companionship, the loneliness can creep upon you unawares. I pray to the Lord, thanking Him for His anointing, while voicing my innermost thoughts. After reassuring me that I am of a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, I opened His word for comfort. He gave me Psalm 68. He spoke to my spirit that those who hate me hate Him. As I began reading, "Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Let those who hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked and the guilty perish before the presence of God." Psalm 68, verses 1 through 2 of the Amplified Version. Then he admonishes me not to wallow in self-pity in his presence. Pay attention. "But let the righteous be glad. Let them be in good spirits before God. Yes, let them rejoice with delight. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song for him who rides through the desert. His name is the Lord. Be in good spirits before him." Psalm 68, verses 3 and 4 of the Amplified Version. Notice that not once, but twice, he commands that our countenance is lifted. Now take heed. This is deep. He states that he alone is our refuge, and that only the obstinate and disobedient remain stagnant, refusing his outstretched arms. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads the prisoners into prosperity. Only the stubborn and rebellious dwell in a parched land. Psalm 68, verse 6 of the Amplified Version. He confirms that he walks before us, validating his chosen ones, calling us to him at our worst. "You, O God, sent abroad plentiful rain. You confirmed your inheritance when it was parched and weary. Your flock found a dwelling place in it. O God, in your goodness, you provided for the poor." Psalm 68, verses 9 through 10 of the Amplified Version. Further proclaiming that even the most elite, powerful, and strong enemies are unable to stand against us, that we will lie in peace and victory with the spoils of our foes. Amid countless adversaries, described as mountains with peaks, they are said to be envious. God is warning us to discern the people in our midst. So let me put this here. "Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame." Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6 of the King James Version. We, on the other hand, are described as a mountain, singularly, but chosen by God, a remnant, used often to describe a small residue remaining. While referencing his chariots of fire, he assures us that he will never leave us. He remains with us since the beginning. Even from the depths of the sea, Jesus promises that our enemies will not go unpunished. Our responsibility? Bless God in the congregations. Give thanks. Gratefully praise Him. The Lord, you who are from Jacob, the fountain of Israel. Psalm 68, verse 26 of the Amplified Version. God requests of us what we ask of him. It is written, your God has commanded your strength, your power in his service, and your resistance to temptation. Show yourself strong, O God, who acted on our behalf. Psalm 68:28 of the Amplified Version. This is a warning not to be discounted. When we are weak, meaning lacking in faith and trust in God, is when we are most vulnerable to attack, compromise, and restlessness. So remember this parable. When the unclean spirit comes out of a person, it roams through waterless places in search of a place of rest and not finding any. It says, I will go back to my house or person from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the place swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself. And they go in the person and live there. And the last state of that person becomes worse than the first. That's Luke chapter 11, verses 24 through 26 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.